Cheater and the Rude with Jeff Kreisler and Lee Papa, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
I'm going to eat my soup, okay?
So we're starting with the sound of eating your soup?
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's right. I don't want it to go cold.
Hi, I'm a piece of rice.
And hi, I'm a piece of vegetables.
And I am the liquid that holds together Lee's soup.
And I'm Lee Papa, author of the blog The Rude Pundit.
And I'm Jeff Kreisler, and if you don't know what I've written by now, then you will never, ever, ever read Get Rich Cheating.
And you're listening to Cheater and the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network.
Oh, yeah! Let's get some energy up in this! 1 week until Super Tuesday, week and a half.
No, week and a half till Super
Tuesday. Whatever, a week and a half
to Super Tuesday. No, Tuesday coming up
is mediocre.
Michigan and Arizona!
It's like the Clark Kent of Tuesdays next week. Michigan and Arizona. It's going to wrap up the stuff. The Mitt having to buy his home state. He's like having to buy your parents' love.
He's buying
gift.
Everything, man. You know
little
what?
Gift. I need a little more slurping. Can I get more slurping? That's the sound of Mitt to his donors.
Aww. Mmm. You know what? I bet you that donor chode wasn't nearly as delicious as that soup.
I actually think that's the slogan now of
Mitt's of Mitt's campaign.
I was gonna go with the soup place, but
oh no, Mitt Romney will drink your chode, donors.
Chode.
Your donor chode.
Donor. Does something feel different in the studio right now?
It's the lights. The lights are different.
Oh.
Yeah. There's just one light blazing.
There's an energy here.
Is there?
It's like, oh, God, we might soon be done with this nominating nonsense.
Mm-mm.
I want it to be.
No way. No way, man. Although, did you see Newt Gingrich at the debate last night?
Did I see him?
Newt Gingrich looked like he had that 10-mile stare of a man that's facing a noose that's in a tree that he's gonna have to ride a horse up to.
Well, he realizes his plan to get a fourth wife is quickly falling apart.
Is it? Is it? Well, that's been the whole goal the whole time.
Yeah, that and don't you know about my whole thing? His thing is get a TV show approved, America's Next Top Gingrich Wife.
Oh that's yes, it. Yes, I have heard that joke on this show before.
Joke.
Oh,
joke. A, that implies it's not real, and B, that also implies that that it's a joke. When if it were not real and something I created, it would be more of a piece of art.
Oh, is that what you create? That's what you call it. That's
I find it a lot.
When people come to see your show, Get Rich Cheating,
yeah.
Or just simply Jeff Kreisler doing stand-up comedy, they're actually seeing is art.
Yeah, I find it easier to maintain expectations both of audience reaction and my own kind of fiscal well-being if I consider myself an artist rather than a person with a child to support.
Wow. You know what, man? It is like...
Vote Romney!
It is like there's this giant, you know, like kiddie pool of self-pity. And every day you strip down to your underwear and you just lay back like in your trailer park backyard and you wallow around in that
juice.
In that kiddie pool of self-pity.
Not that I don't give plenty of self-pity.
Oh, comments, my God.
But what I just did
if self-pity was your penis, it would just be chafed and scabby because you'd have been yanking on it so much.
Well,
oh, no, your penis is already chafed and scabby? Oh,
well,
okay. Just chafed.
Yeah. By the way, in the show that follows this, in the final edition radio hour, we have a new segment we introduced. It's a zombie advice column.
Oh,
speaking
good.
Of chafed and scabby.
Oh, penises. Good, good. Nice way to weave that plug in.
Wow, why don't you just call attention to everything? It was just a meta show?
Yes, it is. It is a meta show. It is a meta show that is ostensibly about politics. Hey, would you like to hear something that Mitt Romney said at the debate last night?
Sure.
Okay,
go ahead.
So,
trees being tall and the vaginas being wide.
Yeah, see? That's what I would... Man, I would love that if Romney did that. Ah, Michigan. The trees are tall and the vaginas are wide and...
Your spotted landscape full of Native American casinos reminds me that we too will once be a fallen people. As soon as the Chinese learn to use boats and come to our land and pay us all with apps that they have developed in the slave factories we have shown them how to build. They are merely a century behind us, but soon we will be having blankets.
Your slums are filled with happy criminals.
That's what Romney said.
Yeah, Romney said, yeah, your slums are filled with happy criminals. Oh, Michigan. Ah, there's nothing. Your urban decay is the urban decayest of them all.
I like to think that this show is just a series of slogans for products that haven't been made yet.
Mitt Romney was asked about contraception at the debate last night.
If you know what I mean.
Yes. And he said, I don't think we've seen in the history of this country the kind of attack on religious conscience, religious freedom, religious tolerance that we've seen under Barack Obama.
Really?
Most recently, of course, requiring the Catholic Church to provide for its employees and its various enterprises health care insurance that would include birth control, sterilization, and the morning after pill. Unbelievable. But don't forget the decision just before this, when he said the government, not a church, but the government, should have the right to determine who a church's ministers are for the purposes of determining whether they're exempt from EEOC or from workforce laws or labor laws.
Here's the thing. I mean, I think in a recent episode I talked about churches really are not being fought. Like, they're being supported. They get tax-free, everything, all that crap. But are the Republicans candidates just generally, like, is our country so backwards, or are the Republican candidates idiots? Like, to basically have a contest to see who can move things backwards the most, who can slow down progress, who can be the most, like, stuck in a prehistoric, pre-Hensel, pre-other third word state. Like, is that... they just are pandering to a base that's very small, or do they... I can't believe that Romney particularly hasn't paid people that are smart to know whether or not that really plays. Like, I always forget, are we such a backwards-ass country that we really are into, you know, forcible vagina monologue inside a wand?
Yes, 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 we are. Because here's the deal, and, you know...
Here's the deal.
There's no candidate that's, like, exciting people beyond the basest of the base of the Republican Party. I mean, we think about if we go back to 2008, we think about the Hillary Clinton Barack Obama face off. Then what we had were two candidates that roused enough attention and enough adoration and enough acolytes that tons of people came out to vote because they thought it mattered. However, in this group of Republicans, what it now comes down to is which of the pathetic shut-ins, idiots, losers, old people who only watch Fox News while cleaning their guns, and religious zealots can they appeal to most?
So is this strategy to lull... Oh,
here's the thing. Huh? If you are able to be bussed to a polling place, if that's how you need to get to your local polling place, that's who the Republicans are trying to appeal to. Nobody who can actually go and think on their own. Only people who participate in the group think of a bus that can take the senior citizens from the senior center over to the polling place, or take the...
So is that why Utah's new voter ID law involves a bus pass?
Yes. Yes, boom. It does.
So the turnout's been pretty bad, am I right?
Yeah, no, nobody gives a shit.
I would like to say a couple things. First of all, I think that if the movie... instead of having John Travolta and Nicolas Cage as the movie Face Off, it had Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton as the people who had surgically their faces interswapped. You ever saw that movie?
Yeah, I did, but I'm intrigued as I pull something out of my bag.
Here's the thing. Yeah, no, you've been making a lot of background noises. It's been very sexy. I can actually hear you. That was like, it was like you're eating an apple, but it's a piece of bread. And that's a sign about American nutritional values. You know, Nicolas Cage had his face put on to John Travolta's face and vice versa. But there was a certain similarity. If Hillary Clinton had her face put onto Barack Obama and vice versa, that would have been a much more interesting movie. And I wonder whose supporters would have voted for who. Knowing what we know now, you would think the Barack Obama supporters would more willingly vote for whatever they deem to be not Barack Obama because he's willing to compromise. And he's basically just he actually has achieved his goal of being Ronald Reagan because he's had tax policies and other things that are, you know, to the right of Ronald Reagan. But that's besides the point right now. My point is that movie, which I've watched twice in sort of airplane slash flu slash hostage situations, is acceptably okay. But had Hillary and Barack Obama been the sort of... I'm just talking now while you...
I really want to hear how you bring this to a...
I think it would have been an incredible piece of racial, of gender, and of action glory. Yeah, action glory, racial glory, gender glory. Those are all things that would have happened in this movie, and at the end, it would have been nominated for an Oscar. Speaking of which, you know, in the next show that's coming up, the Final Edition Radio Hour, we do have our Oscar preview. You're done eating?
Yeah, was that all just punishment for me eating?
Here's where our country has come to. There, it's just come to silence.
Oh, that's what it's come to.
It's come to nothing.
Well, I was also thinking. I was thinking about the Quran burning. Well, what exactly was the Quran? What happened with the Quran burning?
Some soldiers burned a Quran.
Yeah, and why?
Because they wanted to give Newt Gingrich something to get.
No. Why did they burn the Quran?
I don't know.
I'm actually really asking you why.
I really don't know.
You really don't know.
I'm a very busy person. Lee, I come to this show like our listeners do.
I come to the show for a break from politics.
I come to the show to learn about the world.
Oh, from my perspective. I wasn't 100% on it, so I just don't want to tell tales out of school. But I think that what happened was that NATO soldiers in Afghanistan were just burning a pile of shit, and some Qurans got in there.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Yes, and so now, and of course, whenever a Quran burns, that's...
An angel gets his gun.
Yeah, whenever a Quran burns, there's a bunch of Muslims go ape shit and try to get other Muslims angry about it, and people end up getting killed. And, you know, I actually think, as an anti-organized religion liberal, I think that any time shit like that happens, it just proves what... idiots most people are, and I don't care if I don't care if they're Muslim idiots or Christian idiots or Jewish idiots. They're just idiots. But I was thinking about let me see if I can make this point.
Do it. Take your time. I'll do a little slow jam music.
All right. Give me a slow jam.
Maybe not.
So here's what I was thinking. I was thinking about the United States, and I was thinking about the whole contraception debate and how Catholics and other religious groups were upset because President Obama put out a rule that said that religious-affiliated hospitals and colleges and other businesses that carried health insurance for its employees still had to follow a federal guideline that said they had to provide contraception free of charge to their female employees.
Sharia.
So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about the outrage about that. And in my mind, I was picturing all of these priests and ministers and all of these right-wing pundits who want to take advantage of the emotions of people. I was thinking about them getting together and saying things like... they would rather not provide health insurance for their employees.
Don't provide health care rather than do what you say.
And so I thought, wow, you know what that'll happen? You know what happens when people don't have health care? They don't have health insurance? More people die. Now, there may be some kind of difference between getting shot down or hit in the head with a brick by people who are running crazy ass in the streets because a Quran was burned in a big pile of papers and shit, but because you think that your big invisible sky wizard has told you that you need to kill people when they burn the man-made object that supposedly represents your word. then maybe it's not really that different from a Catholic church leader or the heads of Protestant
outside an abortion clinic
or Protestant colleges that announced that they would stop carrying health insurance for their students rather than have to pay for contraception. And as we know, and as I said just before, more people will die if there is not health insurance for them. So whether you're killed by that bullet or that brick, or you die because of an illness that couldn't get treated because you didn't have health insurance, either way, because you think you're going to piss off your big ghost in the clouds, you are making people die.
Religion is for you.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a break.
Giselle, let's take a break.
Oh, I'm just welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Welcome back to Cheetah on the Road on the Progressive Radio Network.
Dude.
I'm just feeling something tonight, brothers and sisters.
Are you feeling it under the table?
I am feeling it under the table, but it's because they have a new chair in here, and I am feeling my inability to maintain one accent. Eventually, everything becomes South African, man. It's a problem I have. You start Transylvania, you go through Ricardo Magnoban.
But you lived in Russia. You know Russian.
I know Russia.
So
yes.
Why can't you do a Russian accent?
Because if I do that, then I have to vote for Vladimir Putin. Do you know that all the big thing we talk about our elections being not so good? Right now, I'm like some sort of not very. See, this is my point. I don't like to exclude cultures. I like to try to push button to hide sneeze. Oh, brain is melting. Ladies and gentlemen, when we simulcast, by the way, there is going to be video coverage in retrospect for all of our shows. We're just going to have be one picture of Lee's mouth open. With Mark! Anyway.
Speaking of mouth open, Chris Christie. Did you finish your thought? You were talking about your accent. Is that really?
Yes!
Is that really your inability to do any dialect beyond vaguely foreign? Does that is this really something that requires more depth and
isn't
discussion?
Isn't vaguely foreign the problem? Isn't that what we're afraid of? Is vaguely different? Whether it's you're Protestant, not Catholic, or you're from a different, darker skinned place, and you're not cleaning my toilet, so you must be different.
Or you're a president that doesn't look like.
Yeah, you know what? All these faith based people. What better? Obama is not battling. He's testing your faith, and a test improves the strength of one thing. It's like working out. You're tested, your faith is being tested by having something that you're afraid of. Because when we face our fears, we become stronger, brothers.
What about if gays want to marry? Is that a test too?
Absolutely. It's a test of Satan. It's a test of Satan's ability to make sure that Chris Christie does what he needs to do to keep himself a viable National Republican candidate down the line.
Is that what you think he did? You don't think it was an honorable thing?
I think Chris Christie supports gay marriage. He thinks he doesn't give a fuck. He's like, it's not a fucking issue. But he can't sign a gay marriage bill or he'll be Romney-cared whenever he runs. I mean, that's just a sad thing. In the Republican Party, you got to stick to the orthodoxy. Everybody loves Chris Christie's candor because he's only been in office for what? Less than 2 years now. Was it 2010 he got in office? Or was it an off year? It might have been 09.
No, it was 09.
Regardless, all he's done to really, he's cut teacher stuff, he's cut funding for transportation. He hasn't been around long enough to make any kind of real indelible.
He wants to cut the taxes by 10%, I think, or was it 20? 10 or 20?
On everybody?
On everybody.
Well, what a good man.
That's
more
right.
Gruel
that,
for him.
That would make it so that people would get, average schmoes would probably make an extra $20.
Well, if they worked harder and got themselves
into jobs that pay.
But Chris Christie.
Christopher.
And John Corzine, mm-hmm. the previous governor, who, as we know, was a Goldman Sachs guy.
And then the MF Global guy.
Yes.
He's all sorts of.
Motherfucking global!
New Jersey needs to make a Sopranos about their real. It should be the real governors of New Jersey. Instead of Real Housewives, just the real governors.
The real governors of.
Because there was also McGreevy.
You know what was also.
There really should be the real governor. Get me a fourth, and you got a TV show. Who's a fourth terrible? Not terrible. The fourth strong character.
Well, we had Well, he wasn't a governor. He was
Lautenberg.
Santorelli. Santorelli, yeah.
Yeah.
But he was Torricelli, Bob Torricelli, but he was.
That's a dish in a fucking Italian restaurant. Hey, come get me. That was me.
What the fuck was that? Holy shit.
Come on,
that was fuck. I mean, it was like.
Come on, all cliched, horrible, racist, cultural, insensitive, snooky things into one.
Wow. So, did you hear that Maryland now is going to pass a gay. Marriage
they
bill.
They did. Their House of Bodies, whatever it's called.
Legislature?
No, I like to think of it as the House of Bodies.
The House of Bodies has passed the gay marriage.
So hot in here.
Come down to Gary's House of Bodies.
Oh, God. Turn up the heat, Senator.
No, so what... It seems like gay marriage is kind of a...
It's over
and done with issue.
Well, it should be over and done with. I mean,
but what are cultural conservatives going to do if it's over and done with?
They're going to find now they've got religion and condoms to put on the ballot.
Condoms?
Yeah.
Nobody told me anything about condoms.
Oh, you're not allowed to.
No, what are condoms? Nobody ever told me anything about condoms.
Oh, you were educated in a school.
Yeah, I was educated in the South.
Right.
In a public school.
See, we had sex education when I was in fifth grade. I don't understand. We learned about the Soviet Union. We learned about the Soviet Union potentially having a different perspective on the world. We learned about things in my school, and I wasn't. This was just in my public school. This wasn't
your public school?
Yeah,
when did you go to public school?
For many years, ass face, monkey boy.
I thought you went to Exeter.
I did, but that was after the real learning. That was when I went there.
So that
I
was
get an opportunity.
So you went through the
wallow in a pool of cess-filled drink and chafed cock monkey.
Wow, have I horribly scarred you now with
your
kiddie pool
me.
In the backyard? Of
no, you're the guy that's just
you know
like,
what?
Oh, look, there's a scar on you. Yeah, I'm covered in scabs, Lee.
Wow, so I can't help but pick them.
I like to think someday I will be able to. If not lead a movement like Occupy Wall Street, at least be used as sort of a, look, we can do it. Like, here's... there's one guy, we took this guy down. We took the guy with the privilege and the opportunity. We took him... I'm like the Romney's Two Roads Diverged in a park, and I...
And the Romney's went one day, and you went another.
Yeah, I wasn't quite
so wrong. Anyway, in your school of hard knocks, you had sex ed?
Yeah, we learned about putting a condom on stuff.
Really?
Yeah, fifth grade.
Fifth grade?
Condoms and sex and how it worked and what came out of your bodies and...
What?
Oh, yeah, because you figure, let's not have all of our sixth graders be pregnant.
Let me tell you about sex ed in Louisiana.
Sex? Put it in the butt.
No. It was sex ed. My sex ed was my sophomore year of high school. My unfortunate for her because we were you know stupid adolescents. Her name was Ms. Hunt.
Oh, so, Caroline Hunt.
Yes, I know. It was just a shame. Actually, it was Carolyn Hunt. So that just wasn't good.
All
around. And anyway, so one day she shut the door to our classroom and said, "Okay, I'm not allowed to teach you this, but you guys have to know." And spent a day, a single day, telling us about birth control. And that was my sex ed in school.
It's better than nothing.
And the drinking age was 18, so that meant you could get into bars at 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of doing it that must have gone on unprotected. Unprotected doing it.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I know, isn't that great? And of course, you know.
Well, you know what, there was a study, did you see this study? Gotta try to remember it right. Over 50% of mothers under the age of 30 are unwed now.
Yes.
And a lot of the rise, or most of it, is accounted for
in white rural
right.
women. So it's not, you can only say it's just poor, uneducated city folk. It's poor, uneducated every folk. And
or it's not, think, it's not selfish.
I'm confused. Here's the thing. Like, sometimes I think the anti-birth control and all that is because you get a bigger population that you can get money from and that you can exploit, and you make people dependent upon the church because their lives are so shitty. Then part of me wonders if like, don't they see, like, family planning? Like, to me, that should be the phrase. It's planning a family. You would think if everyone believes family is so great, it's not just going to be a family that comes along, but actually thinking about it. Like, why not educate about sex? If sex is this holy thing and it must be protected from, like, why not educate about it? You educate about the Bible. Isn't the Bible a holy thing?
With tons of sex in it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just boinking left and right. You get to some of that Solomon shit, and it's just left and right. Oh, Solomon was fucking everything.
That's how they actually came up with the phrase for downhill skiing called slaloming.
Really?
It was like Solomon fucking everything, except you went between all of the sticks.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, I'd see.
And the moguls? What was that from?
Not tits. You would think those would be tits.
No, I would be like...
Those are actually warts from unprotected sexual
unprotected
activity.
Unprotected sex. The day of Solomon. They were Solomon's warts. I think you're right. I think that the Hebraic word for wart is mogul.
Yes, which ironically... is very close to moil, which
yes.
is the guy or girl that trims off the wiener, and a foreskin, when planted in a garden, will grow into a ski lift.
That is just beautiful.
It's incredible. And you know what else? He's not looking. I was gonna tease Giselle up for one of his favorite phrases. You know what else happens when you plant a foreskin in the ground and it grows up into a ski lift?
What else happens?
Is that if a boy who has been circumcised by the moil who cut off that foreskin that grew the ski lift runs down that slope, something will happen to his genitals and he will yell...
Whose penis is on fire?
And that's just one taste of the type of humor you'll get in the final edition.
Well, Jesus Christ, did we just go through all that so you could get in another fucking plug?
No, well, I have to do the plug to justify the fact that, look, the engineers that work here at PRN are wonderful people, and they slog through a lot of shows. And if our show, the Cheater on the Root, every Thursday here on PRN, and Facebook hosts the Cheater on the Root, or the other show, the Final Edition, or any show can provide them a little bit of joy, I think we owe it to them to provide that. Because let's face it, at least 3% of our show is shit. 97% is gold, but 3% is shit. So for them,
That's not a bad average.
I know, but I want to take it to 2% by letting him play the penis is on fire chant.
Okay.
Is that so wrong?
It is not wrong.
Good, he's crying. How much time do we have? We got 2 minutes.
We got two
we
minutes.
Can
hey,
do more chance or you got a point?
No, I've got something.
I didn't even do my gay marriage rant.
Yeah, I know. I kept trying to set you up
I know
for
you
it.
Did,
it was like
I was just like,
constantly teeing it,
it's
teeing
too
it.
Good. It's
you
too
just
good
kept
for this
duffing
show.
The hole. It was just awful.
You know what? We had a good time.
Yes, yes. But, you know, have you been to Times Square?
Have I?
Lately?
Have I?
In the last couple of days?
Yeah.
Have you? Did you see the Stop the Liberal Media?
No, where was that?
There's a billboard in Times Square, Media Research Center, Brent Bozell's conservative watchdog of the media, which, by the way, has been around for 25 years. So whenever some conservative motherfucker starts talking about, Media Matters is making is just mean to us, fucking MRC has been around for 25 years doing the same shit. They put up a big-ass billboard and that says, don't listen to the liberal media in the middle of Times Square.
They should just eliminate them. Just don't listen to anybody tell you anything.
Right. Don't listen to the liberal
media.
Do
what we say.
And it's right next to the Disney store. So, and it's right where all of the Elmos and people dressed up in as different cartoon characters that you can take your pictures. Yeah, it's something that they imported from Hollywood. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing, is don't listen to anybody trying to tell you truth, whether it's from the left or the right.
Can I bring it full circle?
Can you?
I can.
We started with soup. Are you going to bring it
No,
soup?
I'm not going to bring it back to soup, okay. But I will bring it back to contraception.
What?
Brent Bozell, whose Media Research Center used to or has for years provided contraception coverage for its employees through its health insurance, has now decided to stop covering it just to spite Barack Obama.
Because the world is full of assholes, and every Thursday we try to point out some of them.
So don't listen to the liberal media, and no, don't have any babies. Or don't not have babies.
Just don't do anything that won't get Brent Bozell money.
And he's a creepy-looking guy.
This has been Cheater in the Road. We are creepy-looking guys ourselves.
My soup was delicious, by the way. A little spicy.
Well, that was my shame.
My penis will be on fire later.
Too soon. Hey, every Thursday, 8:30, Cheater in the Road. I'm Jeff Chrysler.
Every Thursday, 8 p.m., Cheater in the Road.
Oh, Jesus, I'm broken.
Yes.
In a good way. I'm happy.
I'm Lee Papa. You can go on Twitter. I'm at Rude Pundit.
I'm at Jeff Chrysler. We're on Facebook. See you guys next week.